So before we move on to polatuzumab, in general, when you think about diffuse large B-cell, what are you estimating to be the risk of relapse in germinal and non-germinal disease nowadays with R-CHOP?
I mean, all comers for DLBCL, I usually think about a third of patients at risk for relapse. And, you know, germinal center, non-germinal center is only part of what I look at when I think about the risk of relapse. I do think the IPI still has a lot to do with prognosis. And we know that this dichotomy of germinal center and non-germinal center is not complete. So in the last year and a half, for example, you know, we've had publications from Margaret Shipp, from Lou Stout, and from Sandeep Dave, all showing large-scale genomic analyses that I think are going to challenge the germinal center and non-germinal center paradigm. So I think it's part of how I think about relapse, but not really the majority of what I predict. And we also have things like double hit and double expression of MYC and BCL2, which are not part of the cell of origin model.
I was just more thinking of it from a macro point of view, almost like a public health point of view. When you think about the frequency of diffuse large B-cell, and even though we think about it as a curable disease, you're saying a third of people globally relapse. So relapse, diffuse large B-cell, and we found that when we surveyed general medical oncologists. There are plenty of those people out there in practice.